Many people believe that most politicians are talking out of their asses and that you cannot take anything they say at face value.
The Prime Minister has announced what he says is the most significant reform of Australia's intelligence and security arrangements in four decades.
Well, how awesome is this?
Canberra's worst-kept secret.
We have done an atrocious job.
I've decided to establish a Home Affairs portfolio of Australia's immigration, border protection and domestic security agencies.
Well, that's plain stupid.
It will see the creation of a UK-style Home Affairs Department, which, as expected, will be led by Queensland Liberal Peter Dutton.
They won't be numerate or literate in their own language, let alone English.
Former Defence Department Secretary Dennis Richardson.
There is a reasonable argument in respect of immigration and bringing immigration closely together. But I think beyond that, it is primarily presentational.
Well, how awesome is this?
The concept of a super ministry has been proposed before. In 2008, then Prime Minister Kevin Rudd sought the advice of former Defence Department Secretary Rick Smith on the idea, but his review thoroughly rejected it.
The optics of it will have a lot of appeal, but for me, there are a number of questions of detail to answer.
The opposition's defence spokesman, Richard Marles.
The Australian people can well see a prop when it's presented.
This is the Australian Army's elite counter-terrorism unit on a training drill. They've never been deployed for a local terror incident, but today they were posing for a terror announcement by the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. Richard Marles.
The Australian people can well see a prop.
Perhaps to keep their identity secret, troops behind the PM had their faces concealed. But the cover of choice was a confronting gas mask, only ever deployed in a chemical attack.
A prop.
An amphibious assault craft parked behind the PM with more gun-toting troops added to drama, but the relevance was questionable since Holsworthy Barracks is 40 kilometres from the coast.
The opposition leader, Bill Shorten.
I'm troubled that this proposal for a Homeland Security Office is more about resolving Liberal Party civil wars than actually developing a national anti-terrorism strategy.
The Prime Minister has rejected Labor's claim.
It's about safety, Australians' public safety. And the arrangements that I've announced are ones that are logical, they're rational.
Well, how awesome is this?
The incoming Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton.
As you'd expect, ramping up the number of visa cancellations. Yes, it has been a busy day.
I want to ask you about the recent disturbance at Manus Island. Now, you recently linked that to a situation where you said that a five-year-old boy was led away by three asylum seekers. Now, that's not true, is it?
Of course it is true. And the briefing,
it's not true.
It is true.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars.
The police commander says that there's CCTV footage showing that the boy was waiting outside the gate. He was looking for food. Food was placed into a plastic bag and given to him. He was 10 years old. It happened a week before the disturbance and he left. That's the extent of it. Now, how is that relevant to anything?
Peter Dutton is a racist bigot.
Well, that's unparliamentary language directed at a member of the other house. I'd ask that you withdraw that.
I will withdraw it for the sake of the chamber. But
thank you.
Honestly,
don't repeat
I believe it.
Dutton told broadcaster and coalition wet nurse Andrew Bolt.
The reality is that Malcolm Fraser did make mistakes in bringing some people in the 1970s, and we're seeing that today.
He's talking about second and third generation Lebanese people, or as they're commonly known, Australians.
We don't want them bringing those troubles here.
Basically, Dutton reckons former Liberal PM Malcolm, I'm dead now so you can slag me all you like, Fraser, fucked up by being a compassionate human being and accepting thousands of Lebanese refugees.
Now, as a journalist, I'm impartial to these comments, but as a Lebanese Australian, I think Peter Dutton's a f*** who needs to and just
Proposing the changes is still a smart move by the Prime Minister that will shore up his support within his cabinet.
It's been described that you'll become the most powerful domestic security minister Australia's had. Is this about keeping you on side so that the Prime Minister keeps his job?
The sole priority of the cabinet minister will be national security, coordinating the agencies. We can have them more joined up. It will cost some money, there's no question about that.
Peter Dutton insists his new super portfolio is all about protecting Australia and not advancing political agendas.
I'm not into political stunts.
They won't be, numerate or literate in their own language, let alone English. These people would be taking Australian jobs. There's no question about that.
We just have to do what you've been doing all along. Lie to everybody.
Well, how awesome is this?
I like people, they're the ones who can't stand. They're the ones who can't stand.
Audio there from AM, PM, The Feed, the Australian Parliament website, Insiders, The Bolt Report, 30 Rock, Ren and Stimpy, and 3AW. This is They Might Be Giants with Stand On Your Own Head.
Stand on your